Frankly, I cannot believe how most agents answer the most common question we're casually asked. So how's the market? I've heard agents respond with great or difficult. I've overheard getting better and slowing down. Shockingly, some agents launch into a monologue about how busy or stressed out they are. I'm not a script guy. I think that scripts feel rehearsed and keep us from being our genuine selves. I am, however, a student of attraction. In the book, A Swim in a Pond in the Rain, author and professor George Sanders teaches us that an author's job is to keep us motivated and to turn the next page. A conversation is no different. Are you responding with conversation starters or conversation enders? The responses above are clearly enders. When it comes to conversation starters, a response to, so how's the market, would be something along the lines of, for buyers or sellers? By doing this, you have automatically piqued their interest. It's not the answer that they were expecting. It also shows that you want to give them thoughtful information. After all, in most markets, the experience of any buyer or seller is completely different. So right off the bat, you've discovered from what perspective your inquirer is asking. I have found that most will revert to asking about either what they envision their next move to be, like a purchase or a sale, or they're asking on behalf of somebody who they know is about to interact. I might then provide a few interesting anecdotes about the market. Let's say they wanted to know about buying. I might respond, well, despite the strong prices and elevated borrowing costs, we're still seeing strong demand. As a result, where you buy is an important indicator in terms of how the home should appreciate over time. Each neighborhood behaves differently. For instance, let's pick a neighborhood. If you were to move, where might your next move be? With a friendly and disarming tone and genuine smile, I'm extending the conversation and inviting them to share more. When they give me a neighborhood, I'd likely say, nice. Are we talking about a single-family home or a condominium? The conversation would continue to flow from there. Think about how little you and they learn from a generalized one-word answer from you or from venting about how hard you're working. On the other hand, think about how much they've learned and how much you've learned from drilling down on what's most relevant to them. More often than not, my goal in a conversation like this is to get the other person into our database and on an automated market report. I share how much my clients and friends like these and how easy it would be to help them become a local expert with no effort at all. These reports can either highlight what's going on in their current neighborhood, or perhaps maybe they want to see what's going on in the neighborhood they're likely to move to next. Once they share their email address, they're soon receiving our reports, custom newsletter, and an invitation to a variety of our compelling events. How's the market? Is one typical question. But as we know, there are dozens of similar questions. Is it a good time to buy? Hey, how much did that home sell for down the street? How you answer these questions is directly correlated to how much business you likely do. So think, are you advancing conversations with thoughtful questions? Are you getting people into your database? And are you serving them value? I'm Richard Rubin, and this is More Than a Sign. Thank you for spending time with me. Remember, we're all on the same team. If I can help you in any way, my email address is richard@thefrgteam.com. Special thanks to my son, Nate, who wrote and performs every instrument on the theme song and is taking time away from his successful music production business to engineer and produce this podcast. I love you. I'm proud of you. And I work every day to be more like you and your brother.